Hi, it's Robin Hilton from NPR Music. I wanted to tell you about a podcast from NPR called Latino USA. Latino USA covers current and emerging issues, reporting on how people live, struggle with, and celebrate their differences. Latino USA chronicles how Latinos are living, shaping, and changing America. Find Latino USA now at itunes.com/NPR.
Wait a minute. I got it.
What could this mean?
Oh, it's
oh, that music
good.
Could only mean one thing.
Mixmouth?
It's like, it doesn't just roll off the tongue spelling that out. It's not like a three-letter word or, you know. Of course, that means Katie Presley's in the house with us.
Indeed, it is me.
Should we give Katie the distinct honor of opening our show with the first song of the of the day?
Okay.
You're gonna thank me.
Okay.
All right.
All right.
Not only you're not gonna be angry at me anymore.
I'm gonna be happy. Okay.
I've got a song. It's gonna make us all so delightfully happy.
I'm trying my
I loved that.
Sometimes I sit and think, and sometimes I just sit. That's the name of the album by Courtney Barnett.
Oh, that sums up life in a nutshell.
Yeah, it comes out March 24th. That song, Pedestrian at Best.
I'm yet to hear this whole record, and I was listening.
You wait.
I know, I can't wait to hear it. But listening to that song, I was reminded how much I dislike speak singing.
I was thinking that. I couldn't remember which one. I know that this battle is epic,
but I couldn't remember which way. And I strain to think of any that I've ever really, apart from like maybe Lou Reed or something, you know? I just this bombardment of just, they've got so much to say, just without a melody, they just got to start saying it. But for some reason, it really works with her in that song, and I don't know if it's because the music itself is just so fantastically brawny and gritty, and I don't know why it works.
I'm going to say it works because the lyrics are super funny, right? You can follow the stream of consciousness to somewhere,
right?
And then the music is so married to those two things. One is not disconnected from the other. I think it's why Lou Reed was able to do it so well. I think when it works, it's cost the marriage of the two.
This is a simple thing, but I also really like that she doesn't iron out her accent. You know, a lot of singers do, but she is audibly very Aussie there.
And that's great.
And at least for us, for U.S. listeners, I mean, it definitely adds a little color to the voice. Mm-hmm.
I haven't had a rock, straight-out rock record at the top of my list in many years. It's only January, and you've already told me your favorite, Mr. Hilton.
I said it'll probably end up on my top 10,
Jackson
Scott.
The Jackson Scott record. So look for the record March 24th. We have a video of this song where she plays a clown does nothing but disappoint. The line in the song.
Don't put her on a pedestal,
I'll only disappoint you is the line in the song, and that's sort of how the video plays out. Courtney Barnett as clown.
Clown of our hearts.
Katie Presley, I think you need to go next. I think both of the, I know what you've brought to the table today, and I think either will fit nicely out of that.
Okay, well, we can either swoon or we can rock some more.
Let's keep it up.
My thumbs are up.
Okay, let's play DMT by Purple.
I like to party and wear a bikini. We'll be right back.
they do for an encore? I mean,
Texas Forever.
Yeah, that's the opener. Yeah, what I love about the scream at the end there is like, that's basically all they've been doing through the whole, they've got so much, and then they get to the end of the song, and it's like, I still don't have it all out. So here's one final,
It's hard to talk about that song because talking is such a come down after it, you know, conversation is such, so vanilla.
Let's eat.
So, right, that is Purple. They are from Beaumont in my home state of Texas. That song is called DMT. It's from Purple's debut album, which just came out. It's called 409, which is the Beaumont area code.
For we should those list in the a know. Bunch of either album song titles or band names that have their area code.
Mm-hmm.
That'd be a great list to
808.
Make. 808. Annie, our new intern, Annie. Work on that.
Got it. 212. Azalea Banks.
Oh. Yeah, I great love song. So that's, yes, that's Purple. That voice and the drums are coming from Hannah Brewer. She's a joyful party rocker, and I'll follow her to the ends of the earth. If the earth is Texas.
What you gonna do now, Mr. Hilton?
I'm gonna, all I can do is a palate cleanser.
Yeah, no,
mm-hmm.
take
palate
us down. Or take us down.
You can't go further
up. Y'all ever have, you know, hear something and you doubt yourself that you think, wow, this is really good and it's a complete unknown artist. It can't possibly be as good as I think it is.
You mean somebody switched the MP3 or something?
Well, they're just so good and you'll see, you know, you start searching the internet and nobody's done anything on them. Nobody's talking about them. You think, mm-hmm. how could that possibly be? It's so good.
Mm-hmm.
We did this throwback on our Throwback Thursday. Each Thursday we've been looking back at the past 15 years of all songs considered since it's our 15th birthday. And this past week, we talked about hearing Sufjan Stevens for the first time. And that's what I remember thinking when I heard that. I was like, this can't be as good as we think it is, right? I've been having a moment for the past several weeks with this new band called Howard.
I've been having a moment for the past several weeks, the Robin Hilton story.
I have. That's the only way I can describe it because I keep coming back. I've been sitting on this record for several weeks now, and I've had some opportunities to premiere some stuff that I've passed on, and I keep coming back to it and thinking, this is really, really good. It's three guys from Brooklyn. They go by the name Howard. They have a new record out called Religion, and I'm just going to play the opening cut. It's called Falling.
Center, surrounded are we, slowing myself.
I'm with you.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Right?
Right.
This record is so good. The band is Howard from Brooklyn. That the record's religion and that song is called Falling. A lot of the polyrhythms on this record remind me of Radiohead a lot. So a lot of the textures and things panning around. A nice headphone record. The lead singer, Howard Feibusch, was in a group called Orange Television for a number of years, and they were more of a traditional rock band because he said he wrote songs on guitar and then taught them to the band, and the band would go out and play them. Pretty straightforward. But these songs were built in the studio, a lot of them on sample-based songs. I read an interview where he talked about this great technique he uses that's so simple but can really yield some interesting results, which is you write the song as an acoustic song. You write it on the guitar or piano. Then you start adding in all the stuff. You start adding in the electronics and the rhythms and the drum machines and all that, and then you take out the original skeleton. You get rid of all of the acoustics, and you get rid of the original skeleton, and all these things are sort of floating there together, mm-hmm. Without the original underpinnings, and you get something very interesting.
It's like artsy Jenga or something.
Right? Yeah, exactly. You're taking out the pieces and you're sticking them in other places until they're just barely there, hanging together. Howard. The band is Howard. Very hard band to look up. You want to search him, do Howard, and then you have to put in parentheses Brooklyn Band. And the name of their record is Religion.
I'm going to play Other Lives, who have a sound, at least vocally, that's similar. And they're also very textured, and they're from Oklahoma. When they put out their first record, they toured with Radiohead, soon toured with Arcade Fire. They've gotten a lot of exposure because they're really, really good. Mm. Other Lives have a new record coming out. I'm going to play a cut off of that album. The album's called Rituals, and I'm going to play a cut called Reconfiguration.
Come the fun silence.
It could almost be Howard. It could almost be the same band. The vocals very similar, and also the textures, rhythms.
Yeah, they should meet. Other Lives Meet Howard. That's the film.
The Unexpurgated Story.
Great. I like that.
Yeah, lovely band. Third record, always exploring and experimenting. Mm-hmm. Good sounds.
So the next thing I've got is, it's got some similarities. That sort of grandiose sound of Other Lives is here, but it definitely tilts over the edge into a poppy kind of thing that Other Lives, I think, isn't. So I've got new music from My Midnight Heart, which is the name that Angelica Ellen performs under. This woman, oh, I love her, and she keeps teasing us with EPs. She has released one so far and is about to release two in very quick succession. Drown comes out on February 3rd and Break comes out February 17th. Give me a full album, Angelica.
Just put them together in the same playlist. Boom, you have an album.
You have five songs. Each EP has two.
You have a two-song EP? That's like a, wouldn't you call that a 7-inch?
Maybe. She's probably too young to know what that is.
Yeah, I'd call that a 45.
But let's hear it.
All right, this is called Drown. It's by My Midnight Heart.
Thank you.
There's something so delicious, I think, about an airy voice singing really dark lyrics. That is kryptonite for me.
The polar opposite of the first thing you played.
Yes, right. Exactly. I am large. I contain multitudes. This is good. I'm just getting started.
I was trying to think of what it reminded me of. I kept going back to Kate Bush. It even had a fretless bass in there. Mm-hmm. But it's not quite Kate Bush.
She sounds to me like there's some Mariah Carey in the, like earlier Mariah Carey. And then there's Tori Amos, like Little Earthquakes Tori Amos. Yes, My Midnight Heart. Angelica Allen does really interesting things with her voice. She's got that pretty air high voice, and then she'll let a note sour, you know, and there will be these discordant kind of industrial sounds back behind her while she's soaring, and she's expanding what a pop voice like that can do. Mm-hmm. And she has released one EP. She is about to release two in the next 2 weeks. Give us an album. Show us what else you can do. I need more than six songs.
Yeah, until then, I don't know. Until then, I just don't know.
Hands off. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, right. I really don't know.
So that was My Midnight Heart. That song was Drown from the eponymous EP coming out February 3rd.
I think we need to talk about the elephant in the room here. We've been avoiding it this whole show. Chaz Bundick. That's right. Chaz Bundick. Toro y moi. Chaz Bundick. We had him on the show last fall. You know, he did that side project, Lee Sins, with the record Michael that came out. It was this very dance beat heavy electronic record. And he's back again now as Toro y moi. A lot of his earlier work was, I think, is mostly electronic music with some dance beats, even so alternately dancey, alternately dreamy, but, you know, very synth-heavy music. This new record that Toro y moi has coming out called What For? What For? Question mark.
Good.
I would just say it's just epic pop. It's Big Star meets, wait for it.
Waiting.
Supertramp. I kid you not. The way Bob's face just sank.
Yeah.
It was like, but just bear with me. Bear with me. Bear with me. And
I got to get a cup of coffee.
Now, you will love this song. It's called Empty Nesters from Toro y moi and his new record coming out called What For? I love you, love you. I still had hair, I'd be whipping it around like our intern, Andy Bartholomew, over here.
She's whipping it.
Whipping it.
That's
Toro y Moi. That's awesome. That's an awesome, that's just a great, bright, cheery, awesome pop song. I think it's what he's doing with his voice and the really tight layered harmonies and the melody in there that reminds me a little of Supertramp.
Yeah.
This whole record, it's called What For? There are a lot of very dewy 70s pop moments on it. There's mm-hmm. There's a funky, like a clavier, piano, keyboard on at least one of the songs. But Chaz Bunduk, who is Toro y Moi, says, he's done the electronic thing. He's done some R&B stuff, and he just wanted to see what else was out there with this record. And so
he found all of it and put it in one song.
We were listening at the end. I said, actually, I'm hearing a little Talking Heads at the end of that song. There was some Talking Heads in that, too. But What For is out April 7th, and that song was Empty Nesters.
Can you say What For in your Brooklyn accent, Bob?
What For?
What For?
Oh.
Bob, you're an empty nester. What's that like? How does Bob go to over 600 shows in a year? And I say, well, he's an empty nester.
Yeah, speaking of pops, and pops in many ways, pops as in pop music and pops as in father, nice. I got something, Pop Staples. Pop Staples, before he passed away, Pop Staples was, he grew up in Mississippi, on a plantation. He played with people like Charlie Patton, like amazing old blues, well, not old at the time, blues legends, became legends. Moved to Chicago, started a gospel family band, the Staple Singers, of which we know Mavis Staples probably most famous of the Staple Singers. He was Mavis's pop's daughter. Mavis has gone on to a fabulous career in the last 15 years. Pop Staples died in 2000. Before he died, he didn't finish a record. Mavis has held on to these tapes since he died. Yeah. She decided it was time. She went with Jeff Tweedy of Wilco. Jeff and Mavis have done a lot of music together and toured together. She took him the tapes of Pops and his incredible guitar playing and singing. They added some stuff these days, including Mavis's voice and some production.
Flesh out
the songs that were there. But at the essence of all of these songs is just a great soulful, and that's not cliche, that's just it. I mean, he is a heart and soul of soulful music, and that guitar playing of his, too, is just brilliant. And the album from Pop Staples is called Don't Lose This, which I think were the words that he said to Mavis regarding these tapes.
Here, don't lose
don't
this.
Lose
she did good.
And she did said, good.
What for?
What for?
What for?
You're going to love this. I'm telling you.
I believe it. Give it.
I'm going to play a song called Somebody's Watching, and it's great to have you all. Nice to have you, Katie.
Thank you. Thanks, y'all.
Safe travels back to Austin.
Thank you kindly.
Yes, she's here with us. You can't see that, but we can.
We're all holding hands.
Somebody's watching.
Thanks, Bob.
Thanks, Mr. Hilton. See ya.
Shot up and shook down again. Turn away and turn around with nobody to call my own in this mean old world alone. Many, many nights I cried. Somebody was on my side. Down in my soul I knew some way I'd get through. Looking back now I see somebody was watching over me. I've been locked up and locked out. I've been used and abused. And if I was uptown or downtown, you know my life was so confused. I lived in a state of depression. Something saved me from my obsession. My strength was put to test. My weakness put to rest. Looking back now I see somebody was watching over me. Somebody was watching. Somebody was watching over me.
Somebody was watching. Somebody was watching.
Somebody was watching. Somebody was watching over me.
Somebody was watching.
was a time when peace I could not find. Nothing to call my own. No job, no car, no home.
Staying in a one-room shack.
All I had were the cows on my back. Each day my only plan. Have a bottle in my hand. Looking back now I see somebody was a-watching over me.
Somebody was a-watching. Somebody
yeah.
was a-watching.
Somebody was a-watching. Somebody was a-watching over me.
Somebody was a-watching. Oh. Somebody was a-watching.
Somebody was a-watching. Somebody was a-watching over me.
Somebody was a-watching.
Oh, yes, he was.
Somebody was a-watching.